The Pod Breed Network is strictly for the small podcasts that are up and coming in the vast world of podcasting. Pod Breed is made up of many diverse podcasts coming together to achieve the same goal of being the best damn podcast network on the planet. Find out more at podbreed.com.
As we all know, football season is over. But that got me thinking about those times that the games had to be moved to different cities due to weather conditions. I see so many people in my travels with their jerseys on going to see their teams play. And I always wondered, wouldn't it be better if all of the stadiums had a dome? Or at least the ones with the worst climates. I don't care what anyone says. I'm part of Bills Mafia. And I know that they can afford to put a dome up, or at least a retractable one. I am Drea, the hostess of this short-form podcast, Drea's Point of View, and I would love it if you would follow me on the socials. You can find me at Drea Point on X and Spill, and at Drea's Point of View on IG, Facebook, Threads, and Pinterest. I would also love it if you would subscribe to the show so that you're not missing any of the multiple episodes I have for you each week. My season finale is coming up, and I don't want you to miss out on that. So first, I wanted to start with Buffalo Stadium. As many Bills fans as there are, because I see them all over the world, I'm sure that there are more that would attend the games if there was a dome. I read that only 33% of Buffalo Bills fans are satisfied with a decision to not add a roof to the new stadium. Bills fans want a mechanized roof. According to ProFootballNetwork.com, there are only a handful of NFL teams with domes, which is wild to me. The State Farm Stadium in Arizona has a retractable dome. The Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta has a retractable dome. The AT&T Stadium in Dallas has a retractable dome. Even Ford Field Stadium has a dome in Detroit, and they've got similar weather to Buffalo. Caesars Superdome in New Orleans has a dome. NRG Stadium in Houston, Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis, and SoFi Stadium in Los Angeles are also retractable domes. For these stadiums, there are a set of rules that state at least 90 minutes before kickoff, the home team must let it be known whether the roof is going to be open or not. At least an hour before kickoff, the roof must be in position. That was interesting. And even Allegiant Stadium in Vegas has a dome. According to NBCSportsChicago.com, two teams have a retractable field. The Raiders have a grass field that can be moved with a field tray. The Cardinals are also able to take their grass out to avoid humidity issues. Las Vegas and Arizona are the only stadiums with grass fields and a roof. Now, one would think that these stadiums are the only ones with money because I know cost is a determining factor on why some places don't have domes. I think it's be left up to the city. I can't see why someone wouldn't want one. Out of the ones that listed, I don't think Arizona needs one. I mean, what are they shielding from the heat? There was an article in USA Today that listed the 10 best stadiums. I haven't been to many, but a few of these are on my list. Coming in at number 10, SoFi Stadium in Inglewood, California. Now, I've seen it in passing. It looks very pleasing to the eye, but I wouldn't expect anything else. I mean, it's LA, right? It's the most expensive stadium in the world. Maybe one day I'll take a stadium tour if I don't catch a preseason game. The second oldest NFL stadium is Lambeau Field. The U.S. Bank Stadium in Minneapolis won a few awards for its design and has a futuristic-looking roof. It also has a translucent roof and offers stadium tours, although I can't imagine a stadium not offering a tour. I wonder if the tours are free to any of these stadiums. Probably not. Number 7 is the Lucas Oil Stadium. It has great views, so there's not a bad seat. And like many stadiums, it's conveniently downtown. The old Heinz Field, currently a Crozier, or Acrisure, is at number 7 in Pittsburgh. It's a local landmark, and you're able to see the skyline from the open south field. The Raymond James Stadium in Tampa includes a Buccaneers pirate ship logo in the design. The venue gives a good view from wherever you're seated. Number 4 on the list is one that I have been to, and that's Allegiant Stadium in Vegas. It's one of the most expensive stadiums and has a 3D torsion flame and suites with marble floors. Number three is M&T Bank Stadium in Baltimore. That seems to be special because you can bring your own food to games. It would definitely be on my list of ones to visit because the price of concessions is crazy. There are also various modes of transportation to get there. Number two is Gayha Field in Kansas City, Missouri. It set a record for the loudest stadium to play in. And the stadium, voted number one amongst fans, is Lumen Field in Seattle. Now, I've only seen it in passing, but it looks beautiful. It's known for its food, coffee, and craft beer. The view and public transportation access adds to its likability. Which one of these stadiums is your favorite? Or is there another one that's on your list? Also, how do you feel about the domes? Does your stadium have a dome? Let me know. AndreasPointOfView@yahoo.com. And feel free to check out my website to leave a review or catch up on my episodes, theAndreasPointOfView.com. As always, I thank you for listening.